Hello guys and welcome to the Fazby and Jazz podcast. So today we will be talking about Hindi film industry films ke naam in Hindi. So think about it, okay? If we have movies which have English films names in Hindi,
then
how would it be?
Well,
take an example. Okay, सबसे पहला भाई का मूवी.
भाई.
भाई का मूवी.
भाई तो मतलब अभी तो देख फैन फॉलोइंग ऐसे ही बढ़ जाएगा अपना. One English title that does come to mind is Kick. And when you think of it, if I renamed Kick Lat.
Lat. Oh my God.
I am pretty sure I would never go for such a movie because, like, imagine waking up in the morning, having coffee, and then the first thing you see on the cover of your newspaper is Lat, releasing February 28th. No.
Anyways, the other movie names which are in English, can we translate? No problem.
Oh, kaise bolega?
Koi baat nahi.
Koi baat nahi. Bhai, matlab koi. छोड़ दो यार, मतलब ऐसा मूवी कौन देखे.
ऋतिक रोशन हैड अ मूवी, यू रिमेंबर दैट वन, विद बारबरा मोदी.
अच्छा मोदी. नो
बारबरा मोरी ऑफ कोर्स, बट लाइक बारबरा मोदी बिकॉज़ मोदी जी दैट मूवी काइट्स पतंगे. सो इन द मूवी ऋतिक इज अ बॉय फ्रॉम वेगस. But if we named the movie Patange, I'm definitely sure he'll be somewhere from Surat. And I think there was another movie with Nasiruddin Shah recently. Not recently, of course, it's a pretty old movie. It's called A Wednesday.
Ek Budwar. No, man, you see, I mean, when immediately the first thing that comes to mind when we change these titles into Hindi is that it just loses that catch it has. Like
the charm
when you
it
say
has.
Kick. When you say kick, it still okay, it still gives you a little up your ass. But I mean, okay, dude, when you call a movie Lat, I don't think you get anything up your ass.
Sare Lat lagi hai, aa raha kya?
It sounds more like
3 baje ke Lat show pe jaate.
Sounds like you're constipated, man. Lat lagi hai. A rather controversial topic regarding our very own Bharat. As it turns out, this very hep app that all of us use called Snapchat is under some scrutiny right now. The CEO of Snapchat, as quoted by Variety.com, has been said to say that he does not want to expand his company in poor countries like India. Now, when you think of it, the only source of nude pictures for all these people on Snapchat are all these foreign ladies. So anyway, now the Indian guys won't get any nude pictures. So like half their lives are gone.
In his defense though, okay,
This
quote was given by an ex-employee of Snapchat who has a legal feud going on with the company.
Bhai, tu matlab kaise bhi soch, now the Indian boys aren't getting any nude pictures. So like, even if the ex-employee is dead, first of all, if he comes to our country, he's going to get slaughtered on the roads of Mumbai.
The most important thing to talk about is that Snapchat wasn't as affected with this whole controversy as Snapdeal was.
Now, as it turns out, Indian users of the app Snapdeal have actually uninstalled Snapdeal, confusing it for Snapchat. Now, the problem here lies that Snapdeal itself is going to go under such terrible losses due to this slight confusion in our country. In fact, when me and Jashank were researching, we found that certain people have left such horrendous messages on Snapdeal.
So, Rushal's gonna quote certain people from the comment section of the Google Play Store.
And here's what we first read. A guy, I won't take his name for obvious reasons, but a guy left a comment on Snapdeal's page saying, Aukat mein raho Snapdeal, uninstalled. Now, I understand this is one of those guys who uses Snapchat as his source of nude pictures. Now you understand why such frustration is being vented out by the Indian public. Now, that was one. The other was something regarding emotions. Now, I don't see how Bharatvasis are getting emotional because Snapchat is saying that we are a poor country. I mean, guys.
Hey, come on, yaar. It is patriotism. Patriotism does not only come on Republic Day and Independence Day.
True.
It also comes when Snapchat announces that India is a poor country. Hi
Hi, this is Jashank.
Hi, this is Rushil.
And we're coming out with our new podcast, Fazbee and Jazz.
Our first podcast drops this Monday, 24th April. If you like what you hear, like our channel on SoundCloud.
Okay, bye!